Joining me at the Eagle now is J.Y. from Styx, lead guitarist, who will be with the band, and Joan Jett and Tesla. That's happening at Tampa Am June 17th. J.Y., how are you?
Really good. We just started with the Joan Jett Tesla run here just a few days ago, and every show gets better, and it was great to start with Joan. We've never worked with her before, but she's great, and she's got an edge and an attitude, and that band, she's got their rocks big time. And Tesla, of course, is well known for their great guitar players and doing their own stuff.
Let me ask you a question before we get too far along here, and that is, I talked to Phil Collin of Def Leppard a couple of weeks back, and I know that both Def Leppard and Styx, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. A lot of members of Def Leppard not real keen on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How are you feeling about all that, J.Y.?
Well, I'm a big NFL fan, and I can tell you, dozens and dozens of people that I believe should be in there that aren't. But when you only induct, 9 or 10 a year, and you've got how many, you get double or triple that amount of teams, people are going to get, overlooked and glossed over, what have you. And there is sort of a Northeast bias to it in terms of how it goes. I know it's important to our fans that we get there. And then there's numerous different fan groups that are working hard to try and make that happen. And our manager is also very involved with he's on the board of the museum in Cleveland, which is actually a separate board from the actual Hall of Fame,
Sure.
Brain Trust that's in New York. But he really wants to get us in there. And I'd be happy to get in there, absolutely. But, the band Chicago, which was kind of popular 10 years before us, they just got in there. On the other hand, Cheap Trick, who's also from my hometown of Chicago area, they're popular and came after ours, and they're in there. So there's no precise rhyme or reason to the whole thing, and I don't spend a lot of time worrying about it, but it'd be nice to have, and I know fans of all ages have said, you guys really belong in that Hall of Fame, and the irony is I think there's a lot of people think we're already in there. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it.
I couldn't agree more. Good call. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, so be it. But there's some pretty heavy squads there. I want to ask you about the early days in the early 70s of Styx getting together. What do you remember about that? Anything jump out from those early days?
Well, I'd say the thing that jumps out to me after sort of all my years in the business now is I think we had an advantage getting together in a big city. You find a lot of bands that are from somewhere, somewhere in the hinterlands, and they're a great band, but they never got discovered because they weren't there. Bob Dylan himself, is from far north in Iron Country, north, a 3-hour drive north of Minneapolis. And he went from Hibbing to Minneapolis to Chicago, and finally had to go to Greenwich Village to be where someone could actually find him and sort of recognize his talent that was in a position to do something about it. And we were fortunate in Chicago that there have been some bands there in the forms of the Crying Shames, the Buckinghams, and American Breed that had gotten some national attention. And then, of course, the band Chicago, obviously at that point in time, we got a lot of national attention, but they had to kind of go to L.A. to really get noticed. And,
right.
But we got noticed and got on a small label that was distributed by RCA, and it took a few records to get it up and going, but nonetheless, getting signed is one of the hardest things, and that came pretty early on in my tenure with the band. And in fact, I take credit for it because it was my song that I walked in with, that Dennis and I helped me finish it. But that was our first hit single on the air, wasn't our first hit, but I think it was the song that got us signed, and that gave us a chance to make records and learn how to make records and make better records. And then Styx 2 came out, and Lady was there, even though it didn't become a hit right away. It became a hit a couple years down the line, and the rest is rock and roll history.
Very cool, man. I took a look, J.Y., we're talking to J.Y. of Styx, lead guitarist, and The set list this time around, two things jumped at me, Mr. Roboto and Bohemian Rhapsody. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody is something that, Lawrence Gowan does kind of as just, there's very few people that can pull that off, and he can sit there and play the piano and sing the Freddie Mercury part, and it really is a one of the great classics of all time, of classic rock. And the crowd sings along with it. It's just kind of, you know, he just does a little bit of it. So we're not doing the whole song, but it, so that's kind of what that is.
Mr. Roboto.
That's something we've stayed away from forever. And we've gotten a lot of requests for it when we would play like private shows, you know, to be disappointed we didn't play it. And we, you know, it was one of Dennis's unique songs, unique to him, that it was part of the whole project, the Kilroy Was Here project, which is kind of the one that broke up the band. So there's kind of a bitter taste in our mouths from that song. And but it's been 20. Well, it's been a long. You know, this is our 20th concert season without Dennis. And
wow.
Tommy brought in a version by some other young band that had sort of done some really, you know, mash-up version of it. And then our lighting director was sitting there with us, and she said, every night, at least one person asked for that song. And then our merch guy goes, hey, he happened to be walking in the room when we were talking about it. He goes, every night I get 10 or 20 people asking about that
song.
Wow. And it's really the only song by Dennis that we don't do that gets requested. So, you know, let's shake it up and do this song. So we just, you know, based on basically sort of an unscientific audience survey, we just decided, you know, that, because what that song really did was kind of kill the first generation of male Styx fans, I think. But it spawned a second generation of young fans. Because it sold a million singles. But it sort of, you know, it sort of killed our career and broke up the band. It didn't kill our career dead, but it really stopped their momentum as a recording act. So,
well, you got it in the catalog, and to bring it out every now and then, dust it off. I mean, why not?
Well, we've got an incredible visual presentation going, which we like to do, and it's just it's a lot of fun to sort of create visuals for that particular track. We never played it live in the beginning. It was part of Dennis's dream project. There was a 10-minute movie that we spent $1 million to make that preceded it in the live concert, and then he came out and sang the song to track with this robot, you know, with the set from the you know, in the theater setting that the whole film kind of took place in. I never played it live, nor had Tommy, nor anybody else in the band. So it's every now and then you've got to throw the audience a curveball. In this case, it was one we knew they wanted, and it's worked out great.
You know, it's interesting. It's somewhat timely in the fact that, you know, with artificial intelligence being what it is now and coming on with such velocity, who knows? Maybe it's a perfect fit in some ways.
Well, yeah, there's tremendous irony to me because, you know, the idea of self-driving cars, I have a degree in mechanical and aerospace engineering, although it's from 1971.
Mm.
But the idea of driverless cars, I say, is insane, and it's never going to fly. And they're out there, but they get in accidents and they kill people. So, I mean, yeah, we can do that, but you can't program for human. You can't program safety into something that is inherently unsafe, even with human beings behind the wheel. Because there's variables that they just didn't consider.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think with this whole Alexa thing in a lot of ways, and I think of 2001, HAL the Computer, that, you know, there's some of that stuff. It's like, yeah, you know, maybe. Could this be happening?
Well, you're opening up your own personal space for the world to look into. No, thank you.
Right.
I mean, privacy. That's, you know, I mean, our privacy, I don't like my privacy invaded.
Mm-mm.
And I cherish it more and more.
Yeah,
ultimately, and there's an irony to it, particularly because when we sing the line, the problem is plain to see, too much technology. We have probably the most high-tech lighting outburst blast video thing that goes on, and because, I mean, it's an ironic line, and we treat it as such.
No doubt. Well, with the bad comes the good, and we are
good, but let's be reasonable about it.
Common sense never hurts. JY, Styx, Joan Jett, Tesla, happening at Tampa Amphitheater, June 17th, a couple of weeks away, and we are looking forward to it. Continued success and safe travels on your way here. Looking forward to seeing you.
Likewise. Can't wait.